It's Wednesday and time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today we feature the Lansing chapter of Habitat for Humanity. Habitat for Humanity builds and renovates affordable homes and is one of the most recognized nonprofits in the world. Here to tell us more about what's been going on at the Lansing chapter of Habitat for Humanity, Dina Vattolaro, the chapter's community relations manager. Hi, Dina.
Good morning.
And joining Dina is Tim Konwerski, who, along with his family, is about to move into their new home. How exciting. Welcome to Current State, Tim.
Thank you for having me.
Dina, tell us about the history of Habitat for Humanity here in Lansing. How long has it been here?
About 26 years. And we are the Lansing affiliates, as you said. We cover Lansing, East Lansing, Okemos, and Hazlet.
Okay.
We're sort of like school districts.
And how many homes have you built or rehabbed in 26 years?
Over 110, which we hope to grow that number. This year, we recently renovated a home in East Lansing, which we're very excited about. That was our first home in East Lansing in some time.
Okay.
For a family of five.
Okay.
And we're working off of Aurelius Road on our fourth home. We have geothermal homes, all green homes. There's four of them. They're going to house more than 22 children. And parents, but 22 children in one little strip of land.
Is it the Cavanaugh Aurelius area?
Exactly.
Okay. And remind us, explain, who qualifies for the home ownership program of Habitat for Humanity? What are the requirements?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say that each Habitat affiliate is its own independent 501c3. And a lot of people don't realize that. They think that we are supported by Habitat International or Habitat Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
We're not. We're one of 74 affiliates in the state of Michigan, and we are self-funded. So we have to write grants, appeal to corporate partners, individual donations, faith-based donations. So we're always struggling for funding.
But the requirements for the homeownership
program? The homeowners, we partner with homeowners, not necessarily married couples. It could be a single person, it could be a man and a child, it could be a mother and a child, it could be a grandmother. The qualifications are they have to be able to pay a no-profit mortgage. They have to have decent credit, and they have to put in sweat equity hours alongside other volunteers building or rehabbing their home, or if their home's not being worked on that day, they might be shoveling snow, cleaning our office, stuffing envelopes, things like that. So it's a real partnership.
And help us understand, what is a no-profit mortgage?
Well, there's not an interest rate. And so they pay the mortgage actually to Habitat for Humanity.
Okay.
So it's not us giving a home. It's them actually being able to pay a mortgage. So there has to be an income.
100% is on the homeowner.
Correct.
Okay. Tim, your home is just about finished, I understand. What sorts of things have you been doing for your sweat equity?
I've been doing on-site construction on other families' homes to get them ready for them to move in. I've also been doing a lot lately at the Restore for Habitat for Humanity, selling products that have been donated to them to sell for other people to take care of their homes.
Tell us about your family. How many in your family?
It's me, my wife and I. We have four children, two girls and two boys. Taylor is our oldest. She's 12. And then I have Elliot is 8, Xander 7, Madison is 4. And my two boys in the middle are wheelchair dependent.
Okay. And when do you move in?
Hopefully it'll be at the end of this month, early
September. Yep. How exciting. And Dina, I understand there was a builder's blitz on Tim and Ashley's house. Tell us about that.
Well, the Capital Area Home Builders Association brought together a whole group of builders, and they literally came up with the funding and most of the materials and the labor and built that home in 1 week.
And how many people were involved in that?
Hundreds of people.
Dozens? Hundreds?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's over 100, I believe.
Over 100 people.
Tim also mentioned working at the ReStores. I know there are two Habitat for Humanity ReStores. What are these ReStores all about?
ReStores are neat places. You can bring in slightly used or new building materials, home goods. If you renovate your kitchen and you want to get new cupboards, but yours are still nice, you know, the wife just wants a different color, you can bring us the cupboards. And we sell those materials, and then we use the funds to support our organization.
Tim, what were your circumstances before you went to work with Habitat for Humanity and you knew you were going to get assistance from them? What was your housing situation before this?
We had moved in. We were living in a 3-bedroom duplex, with one of the rooms being in the basement where my wife and I slept with our youngest daughter. And it wasn't too bad at the beginning, and then we started having problems with the basement, with water in the basement and molding, and it got to be too much, so we moved upstairs. And then too small to have the boys. I got to carry both of my boys inside. If I had one wheelchair in, I couldn't have the other. Very limited on space as far as what they could do.
Mm-hmm. And when did you connect? When did you connect with Habitat for Humanity?
It didn't actually start first off with Habitat. We started looking at Ingham Land Bank Homes. And a lady with that organization said preferred us to them. That was the beginning of last year. It was a slow process at first, but we really got it moving, and it's been great for my whole family.
How long did it take to get qualified?
Are
we talking weeks, months?
A couple of months. It kind of depends on you're making sure that, you know, you got to get your sweat equity done and a certain amount of things that has to do with your credit. You have to take care of that. And obviously maintaining you have a job to be able to support.
And what will this mean for you and your family?
It's hard to really put it in words. It's going to be great. I mean, everything that's gone into making the house accessible for my boys, to the ramp getting into the house, being able to maneuver within the house with enough space, the handicapped bathroom for my son. He's really wants to learn to become very independent in his wheelchair, and with the Habitat house and how they built it, it will give him that chance to do that.
We're talking with Dina Vadalero of Habitat for Humanity Lansing. She is the group's community relations manager. Tim Konwerski also joins us, who is about to move in with his family, his wife and 4 children, into a new Habitat for Humanity home in Lansing near Aurelius and Cavanaugh Roads. You are relaunching, in a respect, Dina, of the Habitat for Humanity chapter here in the Lansing area. What are your plans?
We have a vivacious and ambitious new executive director, Vicki Hamilton Allen, and our plans are to develop more relationships with more corporations locally. We've created an annual giving program that allows a lot of businesses to have a team building experience on site, hands-on building. Team dynamics, camaraderie building, et cetera. And we're also really looking for more homeowner applicants. Believe it or not, we struggle to get homeowner applicants.
Interesting.
Yes, a lot of people don't realize that. So we're on a huge campaign right now to get the word out about that.
Okay. There are plenty of opportunities to volunteer as well. What are some of the things that people can do? I would think they're just about endless.
Yep, anything from putting up drywall to working in the ReStore as a customer service representative, joining a committee, working on an event, answering phones at our office.
Could you use volunteers?
All volunteers, yes.
Okay. And where does your funding come from?
Our funding comes from corporate partners, individual donations, grants, some money from the city of Lansing, minor percentage per house we get reimbursed for materials for. So it's very local, and it's very diversified.
But you want to strengthen your ties to the community and maybe get more businesses and other support than you've had in the past.
Yes, and we're segueing into a corporate partnership program where corporate groups that come out and work on site will be required to bring a certain amount of funding.
Tim, tell us about how your wife feels about moving into this house, and your kids for that matter.
Well, they're just ecstatic. Like I said, there's no words can explain the gratitude towards everybody at the Habitat family. We consider us all a family now. My kids are just ecstatic. They're so excited, a place where we can raise them for the next, X amount of years in the same home, be able to grow in this home, be able to have the resources to individually be able to do what, they want to do and just live life, as happy as we can be.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that there will be a bond here since there are so many Habitat families in close proximity, right next to each other? Does that create some kind of bond, Dina, in your view?
Yeah, and also the diversity that it offers, the children that are growing up together. We have a Muslim family. We have a family that with an African background, from Burundi. So we have all sorts of people living together that normally might not have had a chance to grow up on the same street.
Yeah. Got your new address memorized, Tim?
Oh, certainly.
It's locked in there.
It's locked in there.
You could live in a dozen other places before you die, and you'll never forget that first address.
Never going to forget it.
We want to thank Dina Vadalero, the Community Relations Manager for the Lansing Chapter of Habitat for Humanity, and Tim Konwerski, who's about to move into a new Habitat home with his family. Thanks to both of you, and good luck.
Thank you.
Current State could always use more nominations, and we know there are people and organizations out there that are doing excellent work, but we just don't know about them. Please help us out and tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State, or send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.